假如高考全国一张卷就是真正的公平吗？
If the National High School Entrance Exam is truly fair,
那也未必。
I don't think so.
我们简单梳理一下科举史。
Let's briefly summarize the history of the imperial examination system.
科举史漫长的1300年，让
1,300 years of imperial examination history.
我从隋朝说起，一个视频恐怕。
Let's start with a video about the Sui Dynasty.
怕也做不到。
I'm afraid it won't work.
我们就从明朝说起。
Let's start with the Ming Dynasty.
明太祖朱元璋做过乞丐。
Emperor Han Wuzhu Yuanshan was a beggar.
当过和尚，一路杀出来。
When the monk came out,
终于坐上龙椅。
Finally sat on the throne.
正因为他知道底层有多难。
Because he knows how difficult it is to live in poverty.
他对公平二字有着格外的执念。
He has an unusual obsession with the concept of fairness.
即位之后。
After taking office.
他力排众议。
He stood firm against the opposition.
推行全国统一命题。
Implement nationwide unified question selection.
统一阅卷，统一录取。
Unified grading, unified admission.
不看出身。
Without looking at background.
只凭文章。
Only evaluate the article.
这是他对凭才取人的终极设想。
This is his ultimate vision for selecting talent.
但理想很快就在现实面前撞了个头破血流。
But the ideal quickly crashed against the reality. 1397.
洪武三十年，春闱放。
In the 30th year of the Han Wu dynasty, in the spring, the list was published.
主考官叫刘三吴，阅卷完毕。
The examiner Liu San Wu has finished reviewing the papers.
录取了进士52名，北方举子们凑到金榜下一。
52 of the northern scholars who had been admitted to the imperial examination gathered at the Jinbang the examination hall.
看，顿时傻。
Suddenly dumbfounded.
完了。明史选举
A historical election system
日有这样的记载
With such records
说考官刘三五
Said examiner Liu San
五白信岛
Wu Bai Zen Island
索取宋从等52人皆男士
Requesting that 52 people including Song From all be from the south
52个进士，清一色的南方人。
52 Jinshi were all from the south.
北方考生无一人上榜。
No candidates from the north made the list.
北方士子当场就炸了。
The prince of the north was blown up on the spot.
纷纷上书，指控考官偏袒同乡。
They all wrote letters accusing the examiner of favoring his hometown.
徇私舞弊
Collusion and corruption
这就是历史上著名的南北榜案
This is the famous North-South examination case in history
朱元璋大怒令侍读叫张信等12个人复查
Yu Yuanzhang was furious and ordered his guards to summon Jiang Zhen and 12 others to investigate
复查官认认真真看完了全部的试卷，结论是并无偏袒，维持原榜。
The reviewing officer carefully reviewed all the exam results and concluded that there was no bias and maintained the original ranking.
朱元璋闻听震怒。
Yu Yuanzhang was furious upon hearing this.
将张信等人凌迟处死。
Hang Zhen and others were tortured to death.
主考官刘三吴因为年迈免死，被发配边疆充军。
The head of the school, Liu Sanwu, was exempted from death due to his age and was exiled to the frontier to serve in the army.
朱元璋愤怒的根本不是是否作弊了。
The root of Zhu Yuanzhang's anger was not whether he had cheated,
而是你们录取的结果。
Instead, the result of your admission.
这政治上不可接受啊。
This is politically unacceptable.
随后
Subsequently,
朱元璋主持重考。
Zhu Yuanzhang presided over the re-examination.
亲自阅卷。
Manual grading.
从北方举子当中钦点了任伯安等61人。
From among the best students from the north, 61 were selected, including Ren Baon.
史称北榜，南北榜案，真的就是刘三五偏袒了南方人吗？
Is it true that Liu Zhu favored the southerners, and that's why he was called north and south and Anjian?
恐怕不是。汉学家何炳棣在其经典著作
I'm afraid it's not the Chinese scholar Ho Bingdi in his classic work.
明清社会史论中对明代进士的地域分布做了系统的量化统计。
In the field of Ming and Qing dynasty social history, a systematic quantitative analysis of the distribution of Ming dynasty Jinshi has been conducted.
其实明代进士当中啊
Actually, among the Ming dynasty's candidates,
南方诸省长期占全国总数的 60% 以上。
More than 60% of the population of southern China.
北方诸省合计不足 40%。
Northern students totaled less than 40%.
这不是一次偶然的运气不好。
This is not a matter of bad luck.
也不是主考官个人的偏见
Not just the bias of the principal examiner.
这是几百年教育资源积累、
This is a few hundred years of accumulated educational resources.
差异造成的这种结构性的结果
The result and structural consequence is due to the difference.
南方经济发达书院众多
Southern China has a large number of economic and technological development zones.
读书风气浓厚
Strong reading atmosphere.
北方长期是战乱的前线底子
The North has long been the front line of war.
本来就薄
Originally thin.
全国一张卷
One exam for the whole country.
表面上是人人平等
In appearance, everyone is equal.
实质上呢，是用同一把尺子去量长短本。
In essence, it's like using the same ruler to measure both length and width.
本来就不一的人。
It's not just one.
南北榜案之后呢
After the North and South rankings.
明朝就逐步的放弃了全国一张卷。明史选举制记载
The Ming dynasty gradually abandoned the practice of selecting officials through a single national exam as recorded in the Ming dynasty history.
西元年，仁宗命杨士奇等定取士之额。
In the first year of Hongxi, the imperial examination was held in the south.
南人16，北人14。
Man ran Liu Liu's administration.
宣德正统间分为南北中卷。
The four major political systems are divided into north, south, and central.
以百人为律。
With north, south, and central,
则南取55名。
Then Nan took 55 names.
北取35名，中取10名。
North, take 35 and choose 10.
这种分片区录取的政策意味着朝廷啊正式承认了南北方的教育水平就是不一样。
This policy of dividing the regions based on educational levels implies that the education system in the north is inferior.
差距大到需要用制度来弥补，来平衡。清朝延续。
When the gap is so large that it needs a system to compensate and balance Kang,
并且细化了
and further detailed
这套逻辑啊
this set of logic.
康熙五十一年
in the 51st year of the Kangxi Emperor,
康熙帝决定自今以后考取进士额数。
The Emperor Kangxi decided to set the number of candidates admitted to the imperial examination from now on.
不必预定。
No reservation required.
朕即省之大小。
I am the ruler of the province.
人之多寡。
The number of people.
按省酌定取中进士额数。考取之时。
When the number of candidates selected for the imperial examination is determined by province,
就本省卷内择其佳者，照所定之数取中。如此，则偏多偏少之弊可。
If among those selected from within the province, the number is determined according to the established rules, then the excess and deficiency will be unavoidable.
除而学有真才，不至遗漏矣。
If you learn by eliminating, you will definitely achieve success and won't miss anything.
这样就正式确立了。
This is officially confirmed.
按省份分配会试名额的分省取士制度。
The system of allocating examination slots by province.
各省名额综合文风积累。
The number of slots available in each province combined with the accumulated literary style.
与边疆照顾两个维度来确定。分省配额的制度
The system determines the provincial allocation quotas based on two dimensions, China and Xinjiang.
一旦实行，那么漏洞也就随之而来。
Once implemented, so will the loopholes.
既然不同省份录取的名额差距悬殊
Since the quota allocation gap between different provinces is significant,
自然就有人动起了换个地方考的这个脑筋啊。
Of course, some people immediately thought of changing their location to take the exam.
也就是说从录取率低的省跑到录取率高的省去考。
In other words, going from a province with a low admission rate to a province with a high admission rate to take the exam.
是这个在古代叫做冒籍。啊，这么一个词。
This is a word called Maoji in ancient times.
词就是古代版的高考移民。
It's like the ancient version of the immigration exam.
啊，为了防止冒籍，堵住这个漏洞。
To prevent the clog from blocking this hole.
清政府啊，也是煞费苦。
The king government also put a lot of effort into it.
心。设计了一套这个层层加码的制度
Design the multi-layered system.
这套核查机制不可谓不精
This mechanism is not to be underestimated.
密第一道关卡叫做入籍年限什么意思呢
The first level is called What does immigration disadvantage mean?
就是说你想跑到云贵川这些边疆地区去考可以呀、
啊。So you want to go to the border region of Yunnan, Sichuan, right?
但你必须在当地住满20年。
But you must have lived in the local area for at least 20 years.
还要有房产。
There are still houses to be built.
有田亩。
There are gats.
哦，甚至要求有祖坟。
Even requiring a grave.
不是临时买房租房就能考的。
You can't buy a house and rent it out at the same time.
得有货真价实的。
You must have genuine goods.
长期居住证明。
Long-term residence certificate.
第二。
Second.
第二道关卡叫保洁。
The level is called Bao Bao.
五个人一组，互相签字的。
Five people in a group sign each other.
担保，一人冒级，五人连坐。更狠的是临保，你
guaranteed one-on-one, 15-on-1, the most powerful is the one-on-one guarantee.
你得找当地一名拿国家补贴的领生。
You need to find the local manny who is paid by the hour.
用他的功名和前途替你担保。
Your citizen's money is guaranteed for you.
一旦出事，领
Once something happens.
生一起跟你隔功名挨板子。
I'm going to go to the hospital with you.
据说是打80大板。
It is said that he is over 80 years old.
谁还敢随便替人做保啊
？Who dares to take on the responsibility of someone else?
如此严苛的防冒级制度，依然拦不住世子冒级科考的这种热情。
Such a strict standard of house-based level still couldn't stop the enthusiasm of the prince's group.
从年限审查到连坐担保，清代的这个防冒级制度啊，
From the annual review to the collateral guarantee, this real estate trading system,
逻辑严密
，logical，
到今天看都不过
，It's not safe anymore.
乾隆26年
In the early 20s,
电视放榜阅卷官最初拟定的第一名是来自江苏的才子
The examiner initially ranked the first place as a talented young man from Jiangsu
赵一
Zhao Yi
但乾隆皇帝说
That Emperor Kainlong said
赵一文字佳然
Gao Yi, with his excellent writing skills,
江浙多状元无足意
Having many top students in Jiang and Zhejiang is not enough.
陕西则本朝尚未有，今当西施大凯之后
In Shaanxi, at this time, there was no figure like Zai Shi.
王杰卷已至第三，给予一状元亦不为过。
Wang Jai's performance has reached the third place, and it is not surprising.
赵毅的状元瞬间就变成了探花。陕西籍的考生
Gao Yi's first place instantly became the second place among the candidates from Shaanxi province.
王杰升为状元。
Wang Jai became the first in the class.
王杰由此成为整个清朝200多年间陕西籍唯一的状元。
Wang Jai thus became the only juror from Shaanxi province in the entire Qing dynasty, which lasted for 200 years.
也就是说
That is to say,
王杰能当状元
Wang Jai can be the top student.
是因为他的籍贯使然
Because of his origin,
王杰的一首《英雄泪》生生让赵毅给唱了。
Wang Jai's Some Hero's Tears was sung by Zhao Yi.
唱的。
Singing.
还是那么忧伤。
Still so sad.
三唱依然伏地间。
Still, he remained steadfast in his position.
原指仕宦皆争先，无才敏感修王后，有客殊能炫。
It is said that everyone is eager to show off their talents and abilities, but in the end, only those who are truly talented and capable will succeed.
赵潜蓬岛云霞曾到顶，洞晓班尉。
Gao Kairn from Pangbo Island was a talented musician who played the dizzy Chinese flute and was known for his performances in the Yorkshire Club Mist Band.
总成仙，已曾鼎足忧非分，敢忘。
Once Zongxing had stood shoulder to shoulder with Yu Fei, Fen Guan, and Wang Gang.
威科第一传。
威科 first transmission，
从状元摇身一变成了探花郎。
From a top student to a popular student，
怎能不忧伤？
How can I not be sad？
可以看得出啊，
It can be seen that
清代的帝王为了维护科举制度的区域平衡，做出了巨大的努力。
The emperors of the Qing dynasty made great efforts to maintain the regional balance of the imperial examination system.
600多年前
600 years ago,
朱元璋试图用全国一张卷解决公平问题。
Yu Yuanzhen tried to solve the problem of fairness using the single document across the entire country.
结果制造了新的不公平。
This created a new unfairness.
600多年后
Six years after,
这道题我们还在回答。新中国成立以后
In this question, we are still answering after the founding of New China.
高考也经历了统一命题与分省命题之间的反复摸索。
The Gaokao National Higher Education Entrance Examination has also undergone repeated exploration between unified and provincial level examinations.
Move. 答案或许从来不是全国统一或者是分省差异哪个更好。
The answer might not be a unified standard across the entire country or a difference between provinces, but rather,
而是在统一的公平标准与发展不均的现实之间
and between the unified and fair standard and the reality of uneven development,
那条分界线究竟应该画在哪里？
Where should the dividing line be drawn?
这是一个没有终点的历史命题。
This is a historical question without a definitive answer.
所以呀，不要抱怨考试，考试未必完美。
So, don't complain that exams are not perfect.
但如果没有考试
But without an exam,
普通人往往连抱怨的资格都没有。
Ordinary people often lack the qualifications to complain.
因为没有考试的社会不是更自由。
Because a society without exams is not more free.
而是更不确定，而不确定。
Instead, is more uncertain and uncertain.
定对于普通人来说
For ordinary people,
说往往意味着更大的不公。
Looking forward means greater injustice.